Hey everyone, we want to take a moment to tell you about the sponsor of this podcast, Roosevelt's.
You may know Roosevelt's as the company who makes those rad all over print button downs with just about every franchise that you love.
They of course have Star Wars, because this is a Star Wars podcast, but they also have Harry Potter, Disney, Pixar, Marvel, NASA, WWE, The Office, Nickelodeon, Rick and Morty, Friends, all kinds of other stuff, including new lines from Yellowstone and The Godfather.
And not just button-downs, but t-shirts, they do shorts, jackets, hoodies, koozies, flannels, so many different kinds of items, so many dope designs. So if you're interested in picking something up for the first time, go to rsvlts.com and use promo code THANKTHEMAKER with no spaces to get 20% off your first purchase. Once again, that's rsvlts.com. Use promo code THANKTHEMAKER to get 20% off of your first purchase.
Hello there, and welcome to Thank the Maker, a podcast about heroes, princesses, scoundrels, hokey religions, ancient weapons, and all things Star Wars. I'm Adam Russell.
Hey, I'm Nick Yanbarian. That was cool.
Jesus. Oh, God.
Yes. Yes.
We just watched Ahsoka Part 4. I am beside myself. I literally have lost the ability to even. Mm-hmm. I cannot even.
It's kind of like when you get the thing that you really wanted.
Yeah.
And it's awesome.
Oh, my God.
And it's just starting, really, you know?
It's unbelievable, dude.
Yeah.
I mean,
we could talk spoilers. This is a podcast. I mean,
yeah,
it was an
spoilers.
Excellent episode. And then Ahsoka wakes up in the world between worlds. I get a bingo point. And, and Anakin's there. I mean, I had subtitles on. And it said, like, mysterious voice, hey, Snips. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I haven't felt that much suspense watching Star Wars since The Force Awakens.
Yeah.
I'm serious. That was the most suspenseful episode or piece of Star Wars anything in a really long time.
Yeah. Early on, her Ahsoka's kind of her intuition that something was going on, you know, like... Mm-hmm. out there was making me anxious.
Yeah.
It was almost like they were saying goodbye or something. I know they didn't, but it was almost like when she was like, can I count on you?
Yeah.
Is there a bigger thing there? Like almost Ahsoka knew they'd be parting ways.
I would guess she knew that when faced with a hard decision about Ezra, she would be tempted.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
so maybe the temptation's actually still coming.
Well,
it's kind of like Sabine's the plant right now.
Oh, like it was on purpose. I don't know, but they had that conversation where she's like, if it's between stopping Thrawn and getting Ezra, we have to stop Thrawn.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe that was still part of a longer term plan. Like they get there and they do it. I don't know. Oh, God.
I don't know.
That's, geez, dude. I mean, like from the top, everything, all of it. Every minute of the whole thing was like, oh my God, there, yeah. Oh my God, everything. Like,
it was great.
Better than the premiere.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a great episode through and through. I love Baylan. Baylan is one of my favorite, like, Disney era, new era characters. And it breaks my heart that he's actually dead in real life.
Because
he's such a, like, this dude, I'm like, I want to see this dude forever. I want to see this character. He's crushing it.
Yeah. God, I hope that this show was written in a way where there's not going to be some open-ended thing with him, you know, that can't be fulfilled now.
Yeah. I was thinking, I mean, just kind of in my head, I assume Filoni knows this will be like multi seasons, and assuming the movie, you know, is Mando universe, including Ahsoka, Thrawn, all these. Like, I can't imagine Baylan was like written off after this season.
Yeah.
Would you? Here's a question for you, because I've kind of come to the conclusion, or my answer: would you be okay with just recasting to instead of like screwing up the story? Because I assume this dude has, like, a story, you know, that is pretty important.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we're only halfway through the season, so Who knows?
He just seems like he wants so much more, you know?
Yeah.
And I can't imagine, like, once Thrawn is back.
But lots of villains want so much, and their story gets wrapped up in an hour and a half.
Yeah.
In lots of movies, so.
Yeah, yeah. It's true. I just love him. I'd be open to recasting. And that's kind of, could be scary in Star Wars, because it doesn't happen too often, but yeah.
Yeah.
I love him.
So, obviously, we gave our emotional immediate reactions. Let's talk about a few things. Like, I took a bunch of notes as fast as I could. I tried to go back through the episode.
Yeah.
When the ghost came on screen.
Yes.
For a second, I took it for granted. I was like, oh, it's a ghost. Yeah. Yeah, of course. We've been seeing Hera, Chopper. Yeah. And then I was like, wait a minute. No. Like, we haven't seen it yet. It looked so good.
Absolutely.
It looked so good.
Yeah.
I'm betting, I have to go back and watch again, but I'm betting that they built a miniature of that and they shot it. It looks so much like the Falcon in terms of like its texture and everything.
It was cool. I liked the reveal. I mean, it was subtle, you know, there wasn't necessarily like fanfare and just really almost the reveal. You saw it, but then it kind of, while it was with the caravan, kind of just came into like the light a little bit. I was that was cool.
Oh my, dude.
Yeah, man.
Speaking of cinematic shots with ships, before I forget this, because I didn't write it down. The big hyperdrive ring coming up out of the clouds.
Oh, yeah.
My God. Full goosebumps. That's one of like the most epic cinematic shots I can remember in Star Wars.
Yeah. I mean, I keep saying this. I'm so happy that I revisited Rebels for probably the third time at this point. So soon, or so soon before this started. Because, I mean, it's animated, but that's a cinematic show. There's so many shots that you're like, this would be cool to see in live action, and we're getting them now.
Yeah.
Which is, that's one of them that you would kind of take for granted if that was animated. You'd be like, that's sick. But there's the kind of gap in your brain where you're like, that's sick for animation. Now you're watching it, you're like, that's sick, but it's real.
Yeah.
Even though it's not real. But yeah. It's so cool.
The director... Who directed this one again?
I don't know.
Peter Ramsey.
Okay.
That shot specifically. Oh, he's an animation dude. He did Into the Spider-Verse. Oh,
okay. Cool.
Interesting. He was in the art department for Minority Report, Mortal Kombat. Anyway, dude, that was like a Gareth Edwards Rogue One shot to me. Mm-hmm. It was just so, so beautiful.
Yeah.
Fight sequences were so sick. I want to know who's the stunt coordinator on this. Did you notice like the style, like the very specific different styles that they had going on?
They kept just kind of rotating through positions, and I'm like, I need to catch up on my lightsaber positioning. So I'm like, do these mean certain things? Like, are they playing off each other? Like, one person takes form 3, which means the other person has to take a certain form. I'm not familiar enough. Yeah. I know that there are forms. That's more than most, I feel.
I mean, there was definitely some of that, like some Obi-Wan squaring up with Maul kind of vibe with the two of them. And it was very like a chess match.
What about her like overhead?
So that one, and then the below the waist to the side.
Yeah.
Blade down were like quintessential classic, like textbook samurai poses.
Okay. Yeah.
And that stuff just got like every hair on my body standing up straight. Yes. Was just so sick. And also the way both of them are holding, like I mentioned this when she first showed up in Mando, a very samurai katana style.
Her hands aren't together.
Split grips because there's more leverage on the hilt. Ah, so good. But then Shin and Sabine was like very classical, like European, like knightly kind of, you know, like, or like at least the cinematic version of how knights or, you know, people in royalty would fight, how they'd be classically trained in fencing or something like that. Mm-hmm. Do you notice it had that kind of like original trilogy vibe to it?
Yeah.
Like it looked a little like Vader and Luke in Jedi, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm sure, I mean, they're both Padawans, basically. They're both learners. So they're probably sticking a little bit more rigid to what they've learned so far.
Somebody mentioned in the chat here, speaking of Shin, who was it? I want to shout out. Sith Lady X. Shin's armor reminds her of Joan of Arc's armor.
Definitely.
The little pauldrons with the, you know, just like knights have, the guards for the neck right there on them, you know?
I feel like Baylan and Shin are both subtly more medieval, which Julia says here too. And it's like, I'll just say it's perfect because it looks like Star Wars, but really when you look at the detail and stuff, I'm like, that could easily be Game of Thrones too, but yeah. It doesn't look out of place. So nailed it.
Have we ever seen Joy's fight hand to hand before?
I don't think so. And that was so badass. I love that. That was so good.
Help.
Yeah.
That was amazing. Okay. Let's save this. We have deep questions to try to answer or speculate about. So we'll save that. Lord Baelin, has he been called Lord Baelin yet?
I'm not sure. But again, it's just made him more badass. Lord Vader, Lord Tyrannus. I love it.
But they're Sith Lords.
Yeah.
They had these orange blades. Mm-hmm. Anyone can be a lord. You can be a count, you can be a lord, whatever. But I don't know, that just kind of jumped out to me.
They just sound badass.
Dude, did Sabine use the Force?
Did she?
Did you hear it? Did you hear the...
It did. Again, I had subtitles on, so it did say that, yeah.
It was like really brief. Like it just went...
Yeah.
Like it just petered out, you know? The bottle was empty. Like, and then that's when she followed with the "you have no power" line.
Yeah.
Because she was kind of like pushed back, right? Shin was kind of knocked back, twisted to the side from the little hit she gave her.
A little bit. And she held out her hand and Shin reacted as if she was going to use the Force. And then she said, "you have no power." And then I haven't seen one person ever talk about the trailer shot where Sabine is holding her hand out and being like, "oh, she's got a gauntlet. She has like a whatever you call it, like a rope, gatling, whatever it's called." I'm like, oh yeah, duh. Literally, I was like, oh yeah, duh. Of course, totally forgot about that.
That was great though, how that played out. Mm-hmm. You know, it was a duh thing, you know, like there's all this build up wanting her to use the Force. And then she's like, psych, I got this though.
Yeah. So I feel like Marok.
Yeah.
Okay. So cool, he's not anybody, right? So far yet.
Well, he turned to green dust, so.
Yeah. So that's some Night Sister magic as far as I'm concerned.
100%.
So I'm bringing back our bingo cards and saying compromised Ezra Bridger. Not that Marek was Ezra Bridger, but if Night Sister magic can overtake somebody, and honestly, it can. I mean, we know that. Savage, you know, like it's Night Sister magic is a thing. So when occupying somebody. So.
Oh, yes.
I feel like that's still like on the board. Like Marek was nobody, or maybe a former Jedi or something. Who knows? But the fact that I feel like a bunch of magic just left him when he died is like, Night Sister magic could possess somebody. So.
Duh. I was thinking like his body disappeared and that was like his spirit leaving, like in a magic way, similar to like, you know, Obi-Wan's cloak falling, Yoda's, you know, like becoming one with the Force. But no, you're right. Like his body didn't deflate.
Yeah.
The magic dust just came out.
Yeah. I want to hear, two things. I want to hear what the noise was like. And I also want to see what it says on the subtitles. But that seemed like it was greenish. So I'm like, what's green on this show?
Yeah.
That's not a lightsaber, you know, like it's Night Sister magic.
Okay. Speaking of the Force and magic and people potentially using it, when Jason says, "Mom, I have a bad feeling," he felt that through the Force, right?
Yeah, had to be. He already has more screen time than I ever thought he would, honestly.
Yeah,
I thought he was going to show up with Chopper in the last episode, and I was like, cool, he exists, but he's sitting shotgun right now.
Yeah, not the most responsible move by his mom, by the way, bringing him directly into a battle.
He might be moving rocks already, you never know.
You never know. All right, what else before we talk about the really thing? We have two things to kind of theorize about. But before we do that, one more thing. What do I have here? What is it? Liang telling Ahsoka and Sabine to stay together.
Mm-hmm.
Clone Wars throwback. Talk about foreshadowing, Jesus. all right.
Yes.
Let's talk about first the conversation between Baelin and Ahsoka when they're squaring up for the fight. You know, we get the line from the trailer, Anakin spoke highly of you. Funny, he didn't mention anything about you. Said everyone in the Jedi Order knew Anakin Skywalker, or knew about Anakin Skywalker, right? And then there's the whole thing about, or even actually before that, sorry, Morgan says, have faith, and Baelin says, faith, I lost that a long time ago.
Yeah. Great line.
Dude, I don't want that to just be a cool line. Mm-hmm. Like there's, I just can't wait to figure out this dude's story. But anyway, so the one must destroy in order to create line, which is in the trailer. He's pointing the finger at Ahsoka about being the one who's in the wrong. He says, your legacy, like your master's, is one of death and destruction. What? It didn't have to come to this, but you know no other way?
Mm-hmm. I mean, is that more like just talking about the Clone Wars, death and destruction? You know, like it was a war. Plenty of people died. Ahsoka was alongside Anakin the entire time.
Yeah.
Could be that. I don't know if that's foreshadowing or just necessarily. I mean, it seems like he's talking about her past more. But
she left the Order and he knows it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's the thing about leaving. He says to Sabine that, you know, Ahsoka left him just like she left Anakin or something, right?
Yeah.
Or she left her. God, what the hell is going on here? I don't want to speculate too hard, but it's just like.
It's fun.
It's fun so thinking. Good.
Yeah, because we're getting. It's almost like we're getting some stuff that we want to see, and then the story is either going somewhere where we don't know, or it's taking a different path to get to where we assume it's going to get. You know,
like right.
Thrawn's in the trailer. We now know the hyperspace ring is on its way, mm-hmm. and what happens when we get there? Who knows? Sabine is there now. No one speculated anything about that. You know,
no.
So
Max we're kind destroyed. Of
still possibly getting the end result that we wanted, but the path might be a little different, which is very cool.
Hey everyone, we want to take a moment to tell you about the sponsor of this podcast, Roosevelt's.
You may know Roosevelt's as the company who makes those rad all over print button downs with just about every franchise that you love.
They of course have Star Wars, because this is a Star Wars podcast, but they also have Harry Potter, Disney, Pixar, Marvel, NASA, WWE, The Office, Nickelodeon, Rick and Morty, Friends, all kinds of other stuff, including new lines from Yellowstone and The Godfather.
And not just button-downs, but t-shirts, they do shorts, jackets, hoodies, koozies, flannels, so many different kinds of items, so many dope designs. So if you're interested in picking something up for the first time, go to rsvlts.com and use promo code THANKTHEMAKER with no spaces to get 20% off your first purchase. Once again, that's rsvlts.com. Use promo code THANKTHEMAKER to get 20% off of your first purchase.
Okay, so when Baylan destroyed the map, immediately I was like, okay, the only way they're getting there is the World Between Worlds.
Yeah, true.
I did not expect to see it in this episode, though.
Yeah.
I mean, there literally is no other way, right?
Yeah, I mean, I can't. Yeah, I don't know.
My brain, the gears turned really hard for 4 seconds, and I was like, it's got to be the World Between Worlds.
Yeah.
It's the only conclusion I could come to.
And she's there, so that makes sense. And Sabine's going to be there. So, oh man, 8 episodes is not enough.
Jesus, no, it's not. Okay, so she gets there. Awesome. Speaking of cinematic stuff, like awesome that they did this slow move over, you know, off the cliff to the water. I was like, are we going to see something in the water? Is she going to be down there? Are we going to go down? And then how it faded
mm-hmm.
to her laying there. Beautiful. She hears Anakin. She hears, hey, Snips, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here come the tears. It went, I just, oh my God. And then he's fully formed. He's not a Force ghost.
Yep.
Is she dead?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe she comes back as Ahsoka the White.
I mean, he says, I didn't expect to see you so soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very.
That's some afterlife talk.
Yeah, totally.
Unless, I don't know, she's near death.
Mm-hmm.
And that put her there or something.
Yeah.
But. Somebody mentioned in Discord that there were a few subtle notes that hinted at the Imperial March at the very, very end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the subtitles said Vader theme playing.
Oh, no way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow. Okay. So is this not real? Is this like, you know, like what Palpatine did to Ezra in the World Between Worlds?
Could be.
Is it Palpatine?
He's alive.
Well, he's alive.
He's something out there. I guess he's not alive.
In the shadows doing the stuff.
Yeah, so much good stuff.
Mando Pool Guy in our Discord said, can this be how she talks to Rey in The Rise of Skywalker? Is this the reason she's not in the sequels at all?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what if, What if she's in the world between worlds the whole time for the remainder?
That, or I guess we didn't, maybe I had this conversation with someone else, or I don't remember, maybe it was on one of our Mosh Eisley chats, but you know, I've been saying for a while, like Grogu, it came up with Grogu. I'm like, Grogu needs to be somewhere during the sequel trilogy. And now Ahsoka needs to be somewhere during the sequel trilogy. Mm-hmm. We have another galaxy now though. I was always speculating like, oh, there's Carbonite. You have to figure out how to get them post sequels. Like if there's another galaxy, hey, that's where they are, you know?
Yeah.
We'll see. But the world between worlds, if it's something easily accessible, like we don't really know right now. So Ezra pulled her out of them, but we don't know that she uses it or has used it until right this second, right?
Well, she was, when he pulled her through, she was in it with him. And then they went back through the portal back to Lothal or whatever, right? So she's familiar with it.
So I'm saying, like, since then, has she accessed it, I guess is...
Oh, I don't know.
Like, is this just maybe she woke up in it again? Who knows?
Yeah. Ugh. I mean, because, so what I'm getting at, like, I thought you were saying, is she even aware of its existence enough to basically like hallucinate it on her death, in a near-death experience, you know?
Yeah.
Like she sees the light, you know, like people talk about seeing in Western culture when they, you know, when they're flatlining. Is this because she's been there before? She knows it enough. She's flatlining. Is this all just a vision?
Yeah, could be. She could be in like a, she's in the water, apparently. Mm-hmm. She could be like a float tank, you know? Like a sensory deprivation kind of feeling.
Yeah.
Where she's like super meditative and in the world between worlds while she's floating.
Yeah. Dude. Okay. Somebody said something about the look on her face. I don't know what that's in reference to specifically.
She was happy. No. When she turned around and saw him, she was happy to see him.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was an interesting choice. It wasn't Anakin. It was Anakin.
Yeah.
You know? So that was cool.
God. That was rough. That was rough on the emotions for me. A lot of tears.
It was great. I mean, I didn't necessarily, I mean, I could have used one more minute, but
yeah.
If that's where we're heading, I mean, if that's where we're picking up next episode, I mean, two things happened in this episode where next week could be the hyperdrive, the hyperspace, like the ring arrives, or all next episode could be the world between worlds and just Ahsoka walking around with Anakin looking at
flashbacks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like he leaves her and then she has to go like searching, you know, like a momentary, like, you know, says a couple things to her and essentially says like, I'm sorry, but this decision's on you. So she, like Ezra, is kind of like lost in there in a way emotionally, like trying to figure out what to do.
Yeah.
And that could lead to a bunch of flashbacks and cool stuff.
It's just so cool. Like I don't really even know how to verbalize why it's cool to see. So for years we've had, you know, Ashley and Matt beat Ahsoka and Anakin. And then we got Hayden as Anakin again in Obi-Wan. And we're like, okay, he's back.
Yeah.
But just seeing, it's like a reunion, but a different kind of reunion because Hayden Christensen didn't have Ahsoka, you know? So it's like, here it is. They're here. Like, this is really it now. Like, Hayden Christensen, Rosario Dawson, Ahsoka, Anakin. Like, it's really happening. It's nuts. Like, just, like, getting emotional, like, seeing Ashley meet Hayden at, like, Celebration or whatever pretty recently. It's like, oh, man, this means so much. It's so crazy.
And it feels so good. Feels so right and genuine because we've had this time to absorb and digest and become familiar with Rosario's version of Ahsoka. And she's nailing the looks and the mannerisms so well. And even like her tone and delivery, I'm so convinced, you know, I'm so fully bought in.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
She does certain things like even with her, like the way she holds her mouth in certain positions that
she's crushing it.
Like the animations.
Besides the actual, like, whatever you want to call it, like timbre of her voice being different from Ashley's. She's talking like Ahsoka, her mannerisms are Ahsoka. I mean, she's really, really crushing it.
It's so perfect for this era, for this story. So when he came on screen, you're right. Like, it just, it felt like a reunion, even though it was the first time these two actors had been in the same place playing these characters. I was so fully bought in. So, like, just so, like, in disbelief that we were seeing what we were seeing. It's like that fight in Obi-Wan times, it's at least double the feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And that was some of the heaviest shit I've ever seen. So, well done. Well done, damn. Filoni and everybody involved. This was damn good.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, you know, I think I was speaking to Mike about this too. Filoni directs the next episode. So yeah. I feel like that means it's not necessarily like the hyperspace ring arriving. I feel like it's where I think we're going, Ahsoka, Anakin.
Yeah.
Since Filoni's directing that one.
That makes sense.
Wow.
It's getting heavy.
Hope it's long. That's all I know.
Yeah. So, oh, dude, we get to watch that episode together.
Oh, man. Yeah, we do.
Well, so we're wearing matching shirts then, too.
Yeah, we have to. I'll bring this one. You know what sucks is that, so what time is it on for you? Eight?
Nine.
Wait, it's on.
No, eight. Sorry.
8 p.m.? Yeah, I mean, I probably play at like 9 something.
You're headlining, so it's got to be no earlier than 9:30, right?
Yeah, but where are we going to watch it? I mean, we'll have a bus.
Watch
Hopefully
it
the Wi-Fi
lounge.
Is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll make it work. I want to watch it before we play.
Dude, I'll bring a 500-foot Ethernet cable and run it out to the bus if we need to.
Yeah. We'll hold hands and watch it in these shirts.
we'll get under the same blanket. All right, we should probably wrap it there. So what we're getting at is Nick is going back on tour very soon. He'll be in St. Louis next Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll do the reaction right from there. I'll just come early. We'll set up the cameras. We'll do the whole thing.
Yeah.
And you can talk for 4 minutes before you have to go on stage. And then the next day you're off. Are you going to be on Wednesday?
The next day we play Indianapolis.
Oh, okay.
So I most likely won't be on depending on what time, you guys can record, but most likely I won't be on. But yeah, that was amazing. I cannot wait to watch it again.
Yeah.
I already just rewatched the ending, like her waking up. I already rewatched that because I was just like, well, that felt like I was dreaming. So I'm going to watch it again.
Also, shout out Paul Sung Young Lee. Carson's back. Didn't fill my bingo card thing.
Mm-mm.
No Zeb.
No, I think we're all tied now to a pop. How didn't you guys put the World Between Worlds on yours?
I have two World Between Worlds predictions because I thought it was like such an obvious thing.
Oh yeah. So just one of, does that count?
So I got specific.
Yeah.
Well, I had that we would see Anakin versus Obi-Wan through the
so
World
that might
Between
happen
Worlds.
Next week.
Oh dude, that could. Like if she's going through looking at all these different time periods, thinking like, how can I change this? At you know, seeing that like smile on her face, she's happy to see Anakin.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy. Leaving the Jedi Order, like either of those.
Yeah. Okay. Now I remember you have two World Between Worlds. Like it happened, but you had specific instances. I just had World Between Worlds like as a location.
Yeah. It's all tied up. It's anybody's ball game. Anyone's sports ball game.
Did we mention, I think at the beginning I mentioned, I don't remember if we were recording, that Brendan Wayne was one of the X-Wing pilots.
Oh, you said that offline. So yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So that was,
Mandalorian
himself.
Seeing
Paul as the X-Wing, it's a lot of these moments. Sorry for the audio listeners. Just clench your fist like, yes. You see Paul show up and then, Brendan.
Who's the other pilot that died, the black dude? He looked really familiar. Have we seen him before?
I didn't recognize his name in the credits, so I'm not too sure.
Huh.
But seen a Rodian X-Wing pilot. That was cool.
Yeah, that was
tight. I don't think I've ever seen a Rodian X-Wing pilot. It's like seeing a blue duck in Billy Madison. I never saw a blue duck. hell yeah.
Good stuff.
And I'm still also not tired of seeing like the New Republic caravan. Like
no,
that's
not
the
at all.
Most A New Hope, like original trilogy, absolute candy is just seeing a bunch of Republic ships in space. I'm like, yeah, I love that.
It's legit. All right. Tomorrow we'll be back with a deep dive. We'll be streaming again. Ryan will be here. Most likely Mike. Nick will not be because you're flying, right?
I'll be flying.
Okay. All right, so similar time, probably 9, 8, 9 central, something like that. So come back and check it out. Patrons, thanks for being here in Discord with us, patreon.com/thankthemakerpod if you want to be one of those people.
For people who might not show up tomorrow. Mos Eisley, New York tickets are on sale right now.
Yes.
So buy them. All I'm going to say, Anaheim sold out, Vegas sold out, San Diego sold out. So yep. We're going to the East Coast. New York's got to sell out.
And you don't have much time. It's soon.
Yeah. It's sooner than you think. Yeah, so
only a couple months. And we have pre-sale only merch. So merch that you can only buy in a bundle, which will last like maybe half the time. I think we cut it off a month before last time. So get on that if you want that. MoshHeisley.com is the place to go to get those tickets. And thanks to Roosevelt's for giving us these matching shirts. Shout out to the sponsor. And until next week, may the force be with you. If you enjoy Thank the Maker, you can support us by following and leaving a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Or you can support us directly at patreon.com/thankthemakerpod, where you can get access to our Discord server, exclusive content, exclusive merch, our recording live stream, and more. Our patrons quite literally make Thank the Maker possible.